Second Samuel chapter number 9, please. Second Samuel chapter number 9. And I want to read these 13 verses to you. How many's glad you're saved?
Amen.
How many's glad you're not going to hell?
Amen.
How many's glad God changed everything when he saved you?
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at this great passage of scripture. And David said, 2 Samuel 9, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now, when you look at this passage, I'm gonna name three people here and give you what they're a type of. First of all, David here is a type of God. Second of all, Jonathan is a type of Christ. Third of all, Ziba is a type of the Holy Spirit. And Mephibosheth is an old, weak, dead in his sin, destitute sinner. And with that in mind, and there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I might show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. And the king sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodibar. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not. Oh, I like that. For I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dog as I? Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertains to Saul. Somebody say amen. And to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring him in fruits that thy master's son may have food to him. But Mephibosheth, if thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Well, glory. I believe that's enough. Let me give you the background. David had been on the run. All y'all know that. David had run from Saul. He went from cave to cave. But now David had conquered Saul and conquered the kingdom, and he was back on the throne. But I want to say this to you tonight. If you have any doubts, I want you to know God is on the throne. If you have any doubts, I want you to know God is in control. Whether you're in your sick bed, whether this pandemic is raging, I got a God that's on the throne, a God that is able, a God that loves you, a God that cares for you, a God on time God, a God that sits high, looks low, a God that's able. Amen. This whole passage is a story of grace. Oh, praise God. By the way, you're not going to be saved outside of the grace of God. It's by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. Somebody say amen. Webster said this about grace. He said grace is the defined or the undeserved divine assistance given to sinners for their regeneration and their sanctification. Grace is God's unmerited favor toward us. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, every one of you in this room ought to be in hell right now. Every one of you in this room ought to be helpless right now. Every one of you in this room ought to be hopeless right now. But thank God for grace. Amen. Justice is getting what you deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. And grace is getting something you don't deserve. For the next few minutes, I want to preach on this thought. Everything changes when the king calls. Thank you, Travis. Everything changes when the king calls. How many Christians in this room remember the day? Remember the day God called you and you got saved by the grace of God? Raise your hand, wave it at me, rejoice in Jesus. I'm going to give you three things and then we'll go home and you're going to come back tonight and hear the other sermon. And Leah, you want to hear tonight's sermon. Everybody in a nighttime needs to hear it. But I'm preaching on grace this morning. Number one, I want to talk first of all about Mephibosheth's family. Mephibosheth's family. First of all, it was a disgraced family. He was of the house of Saul. It was disgraced. Ladies and gentlemen, when God found you, you were a disgrace. We were disgraced. Let me tell you how bad we are. There is none good. No, not one. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you're here this morning, the first thing you got to realize is that you are lost. You are disgraced. You're on your way to hell. You have no hope outside God's wonderful, marvelous, magnificent grace. We're totally helpless. But number two, not only was he from a disgraced family, he was from a doomed family. Doomed. Because every one of the house of Saul was being killed. David had killed them all. And rightfully so. And the only one left of the house of Saul, the only one yet breathing, was a little crippled boy. His name was Mephibosheth. He was a mess. He couldn't get anywhere. He couldn't hide. That's where you were. We were doomed to hell. I want to tell you, God didn't save us from hell. He saved us from sin. And we're going to hell because of our sin. The wages of sin is death. But hallelujah, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we were hell bound. We were doomed sinners. Jonathan Edwards said we were like hanging over the lake of fire by a thread. And that thread was the grace of God and the mercy of God and the pleasure of God. Somebody help me preach. Woo! But I want you to give you this. He came from a destitute family. Let me tell you where they found him. They found him in a place called Lodibar. In the house of Machir. Now I studied that word out, Travis. That word Lodibar means without pastor. In other words, he was in an impoverished place, in a place where he's starving to death, in a place where there's no hope for him. He was starving And also it said he was in the house of Machir. The word Machir means sold. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a day in your life you were destitute. You were without hope. You were in Lodibar without the bread of life. You were in the house of Machir. You were sold out to sin. You were the servant of sin. You followed sin. Your lifestyle was sin. Your lifestyle was wickedness. You were totally helpless. May I illustrate? I'll use a little bit of my accident to illustrate. Machir. My favorite chef was down in that house. Look at me. He was doing this. He was shivering. You know what he knew? Sooner or later, somebody was going to come down and somebody was going to kill him and somebody was going to do it because he was under judgment. He was helpless. I want you to know, sinner, you can't get to God. It's God that comes to you. Somebody help me. Let me give you the best illustration I can of helplessness. I didn't know what helplessness was until 4 weeks ago. Really helplessness. When I went over that hill, I don't even want to talk about that golf cart. In that golf cart, I went over a slope. And that, I did the wrong thing. I hit the brakes. And that golf cart threw me out. And I hit my hip. And then I hit my head. And I was laying there. And I was helpless, Rich. I tried to get to the cart. And I couldn't even move my toe. I felt like an old sinner, helpless. And you know what I'd done? I laid there. They 45 minutes. Greg, that's a long time to lay somewhere by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I was alone. I was by myself. There ain't no way. I really felt like I'm dying right there and I'm going to be laying right there the rest of my life and nobody's going to find me. And about 40 minutes later, whoop, over the slope come 4 young men. They said, sir, we're coming. Sir, we're coming. Oh, what a great day that was. I want you to know, sinner, there is one in heaven. Not only is it a destitute place, it is a desired family. There was one in heaven called, one man named David said, I'm going to save that boy. I'm going to deliver that boy. I'm coming where that boy is. I'm going to make sure I make it to him because he is Jonathan's son and I'm doing it for Jonathan. And I want you to know every one of you in this room are a desired person. God don't want you to go to hell. God don't want you to perish. God don't want you to live the kind of life you are. God wants you to be saved. And I'll tell you, God desires you to be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but all will come to repentance. I got a God whose will is that you get saved this morning. His desire is that you get saved this morning. When I saw them boys, I've never been so happy in my life. And I want to tell you, I remember the day when I was slumped down in sin. Up there at First Baptist Church of Pinch. Helpless, 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 helpless. And he came to me. Whew. Somebody help me preach. Did y'all think I was just going to do a little sermon at the Christianettes and smoke cigarettes? No way. I probably shouldn't have said that. My wife said, do not tell some of the details of your hospital stay or I'll kill you. Number two, not only Mephibosheth's family. How many remember when you got saved, you was of the family of Adam, sold out to sin.
You're right.
But I want to give you the best part here. Mephibosheth's friend. Oh, what a friend.
Yeah, come on,
we have in Jesus. We got a benevolent God. Listen to me, sinner. We got a benevolent God, a caring God, a wonderful God, a God that doesn't want to see you perish, a God that will initiate your salvation, a God that will give you the desire to be saved. Somebody help me preach. Let me say something about Mephibosheth's friend. In verse number 5, I love this word. He said, go fetch him. How many remember the day you got fetched? You got called. Go fetch him. He sought him. Listen to me. The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. If you are lost, if you're on your way to hell, God wants to save you. And it's not too late. Don't harden your heart. Hey, God maybe hadn't put circumstances together, brought you in church this morning. He didn't bring you sinner here for an accident. He brought you here to be saved. And then he sent for him. Hallelujah. What I tell you Ziba was a picture of? Have y'all forgot? Somebody say it loud. Holy Spirit. Amen. By the way, the Holy Spirit came to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe on me not. Now hold a minute. If you go to hell today, if you don't get saved, there's only one reason you're not saved. Not because you drink. Not because you're bad, not because you smoke cigarettes, not because you do any of those. You go to hell because you don't believe. Amen. You know, it's so simple. I believe most of you in this room right here believe in your head that God would save you, and you believe he died and was buried and rose again, and I believe you believe that. But here's the problem. You got it here, but you need to get it here. You got it here, but you need it here. Somebody help me preach. Praise God. Not only he sent for it. No man can come unto the Father lest the Father draw him. Now, I want you to know God's mechanism for drawing is, number one, the Word of God, the Scripture. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Number two, the Holy Spirit of God. Now, don't get confused. A lot of people kind of looking for a lightning bolt. Or looking for some kind of feeling. That's not how it happens. All the Holy Ghost does is do this. He makes you realize you're a sinner. Do you know you're a sinner? You know because the Holy Ghost. And he shows you Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit does. You know, a lot of people are waiting for a feeling. The feeling don't come till the faith comes. Feeling don't come till you're saved. Feeling don't come till you know Christ. Somebody help me preach. Then verse number 6. And David, let me get it here. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, thy servant. And David said, fear not. For I will surely show thee kindness. You know, Rich, God spared me down on that golf course. But there was the day of my life God spared me of something greater than any injury. He spared me judgment. He spared me my deserved hell. Everyone in this room, you deserve to go to hell. Every one of you in this room should have perished a long time ago. But God, who is rich in mercy, looked beyond your fault and spared you. If you get saved this morning, he'll spare you. And then also he spoke to you. Glory, I want to get up so bad. Help me out. How many remember the day the sweet Holy Ghost spoke to you? How many remember the day he said, you're a sinner, you're lost, you're on your way to hell, but I love you, I care for you, I want you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Yeah, it's real. I tell you what, If I wasn't saved, I'd get saved right now because this is so good. If I wasn't saved, if you're not saved, you ought to get ready to come up here and get saved. Lastly, I think, what have I said so far? Mephibosheth's family, Mephibosheth's friend. Oh, what a friend. Let's hit a bar of that just before I go any further. What a friend in Jesus. Real loud.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Let's keep right. I'm bringing you a mic. I want everybody to hear this. Everybody here. Now crank it up again.
Everything to God.
How many glad you got a friend?
In prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
Amen. What a friend.
Oh,
what
needless pain we bear.
Send a man, send a lady, send a young person. There is a friend that desires to give you eternal life this morning. Lastly, I'm done. This is the best part. Not only Mephibosheth's family, Mephibosheth's friend, but I want to talk to you a moment about Mephibosheth's future. Whew. How about that? Woo! First of all, he was taken from a poorhouse to a palace. Woo! He has a new place. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you get saved, you'll begin to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, you're right there. I know I'm right here, but I'm also up there. I'm in Christ. I'm saved. That's what God will do for you. He'll take you from your impoverished place. He'll take you from your sin. He'll take you from how ugly your life's been and bring you to Christ this morning. And you'll go from poverty, from weeping, from frightened, from scared to a place of no fear and pleasure and wonder. Somebody help me, priest. Woo! Then he got, I like this, then he got new provision. The Bible said four times, verse 5, verse 7, verse 10, verse 11, that he sat at the king's table. Woo! Sat at the king's table. David said, I was young and I'm now old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Can I tell you, I'm sitting at the king's table. I've partook of the bread of life. I have drank from the water of life. Woo! I'm at his table. Let me show y'all something. I'm at a table here. Look here. Look here. All y'all look. So look at this. All y'all see. Y'all don't see my crippleness. You don't see that. I've got a covering. When you get saved, God will impute righteousness to you. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He'll make you a new creature, and you'll be justified, declared righteous. And all his days he sat at the king's table, provide. I want you to know something. There's a lot of you. I have went through a lot, and I'll be talking a lot about that tonight. Some of you face death. I look back, I see Regina. And, is that Kirby? Hi, Kirby. Kirby, I know you've been through a lot, boy. But I want you to know your dear wife was one of the best people in the world. She's in heaven. And I want you to know what God will do. He'll provide for you here. But when he's done with you here, he'll take you to glory. Woo! What a day that would be! And then lastly, we got a new parent. Here's what happened. The moment Mephibosheth came and fell down at David's feet and said, I'm a dog. What he done, he repented. Yeah. Sinner, you need to repent. Yeah. He said, I'm a dog. David said, no more. You're now my child. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been adopted in the family the moment we got born again. We're adopted to an inheritance. Well, glory to God. We're adopted to walk in the newness of life. Somebody help me preach. Hey, I want y'all all to know, look at me. Somebody ought to shout, we're King's children. We're children of God. We're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen. Let me say something. I want you to bow your head with me. Head bowed and eyes closed. I don't know how many people in this room is lost. But I do know this. God wants to save you. He desires to save you. I don't care. Maybe you're 70, 80, 90. Went a long time in life. God's going to spare you if you come up here today and get saved. Maybe you're a young person. I wonder how many people in this room know for sure you're saved. Raise your hand. If you don't raise them. Thank you. I want to know how many in this room would say, Preacher Smith, I'm not sure I'm saved. Well, actually, I know I'm not. God's given me opportunities in the past, but I believe he spoke to me again this morning. I'm here, preacher, for a reason. I want to tell you why you're here, sir. Ma'am, you're here because God wants to save you. How many right now would raise your hand up and say, Preacher Smith, I need to be saved. I need Christ. I'm just like Mephibosheth, and I want you to pray for me. Raise your hand. Raise them up. You've never been saved. Come on. I see that hand. I see you. Somebody else. I see you. Come on now. Say, Preacher, I'm lost. I know I am. And God brought me here this morning. And, you know, I put it off a long time ago, but I can't put it off anymore. I want to be saved. I know God wants to use me. God, it's not too late, sir. It's not too late, ma'am. How many others? Just slip your hand. I seen that one. Yes, I see that one. Somebody else. Come on, come on. I want to pray. Our Father, there's four or five lost folks here. I pray, God, that they'll come forward this morning and get saved. Lord, that you brought them here. You fetched them. They're here in church this morning because you want to save them. God, do it right now, we pray. In Jesus' name, for his sake, stand.